You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm glad you agreed with my forecasting there.
I didn't realize I was coming through on the air, but I was just listening. I like to kind of play the role of the listener. You know how to
sure. Oh, yeah.
That's the way I was reacting. So it gives you
I appreciate
feedback.
That. It's nice to get a little immediate positive reinforcement.
Yes, it is.
Speaking of positive reinforcement, Zuccarello, the Zook we call him, gets back into the Wild lineup last night, and that line combines for 7 points as the Wild keep on rolling, Maxie.
They did. They did a number on New Jersey. They got 2-0 lead. A few weeks ago, we were talking about the comeback kids. That they in the third period, they saved themselves. And last night, they didn't have to. Kaprizov had a great goal early on to start it, and away they went. And they have just really been fun. I mean, obviously, part of it is when you're winning, you know, you have good team unity, because who's going to complain about their playing time if you're winning all the time? And so they've got that right now, but they've got kind of an it factor about them, because they rely on different people, and you don't know. Zuccarello has been hurt, of course, and there's a lot of guys that have been kind of in and out and shined when they've been in. And, you know, Ryan Hartman obviously is probably the biggest surprise so far.
Yeah.
But, you know, they've been pretty good on the blue line, too. You look at that group, and, you know, Spurgeon obviously injured, et cetera, but Brodin, et cetera, they've been pretty darn good back there every game almost. Probably doesn't get enough credit.
Yeah, Dumba and some of the young guys, you know, Merrill and some of these other guys that they sign, and Sir Galagoski, having him as a pretty steady presence to have on the blue line as well. By the way, Maxie's sports brought to us by the John Schuster Group at Coldwell Banker Real Estate. Turning to Gopher football, we should know in a couple of days where their bowl game will be. What are you hearing? What do you think? Yep.
I haven't really checked on this, so I don't know what the odds are. I just Steve Urban, who has he brings a charter flight anywhere the Gophers go.
Yep.
And after the game, and I haven't checked back, he said Music City Bowl against Tennessee, and that was the last I really checked on. I guess I just haven't followed up on it, but they'll go somewhere. It won't be bad. You know, they beat – I was at the Music City Bowl once or twice when they were there. You know, you forget this. They beat Alabama. The Gophers beat Alabama in the Music City Bowl. And yes, it was pre Nick Saban, et cetera, but I remember being there because there were so many Alabama fans, and we had Kenny Stabler was on the radio with us the night before because he was down there. Mike Shula was the coach at the time, Don Shula's son. And then he got fired, and Saban did the rest. But the Music City Bowl is kind of cool because Nashville, and you play at Tennessee Stadium, and you stay at this. It's almost like the Mall of America, the Grand Ole Opryland Hotel out there. It's like a. And it's like a town underneath the roof with the river going through it and everything else. And so it's not a bad bowl, but it was and you know, you're going to play a named team if you go there. But I was thinking about that. How many people realize Minnesota's beaten Arkansas and Alabama and a couple other teams in the bowl games that, you know, you kind of feature as your top teams?
Yeah, that was in 2004. They beat Alabama. The year before that, they beat Oregon at the Sun Bowl.
Yeah, they beat Oregon, Arkansas, Alabama. Marion Barber III had such a good game against Alabama, in fact, that day, that he left early. He could have gone back for one more year, but he played so well in that bowl game. The NFL said, come on over. So it was a good news, bad news day.
Yeah, I think the Gophers have a 4-game winning streak in bowl games. So I don't think a lot of people would know that. Also, talk that P.J. Fleck might bring his old offensive coordinator back.
Soraka, he and Tanner Morgan were on the same page. And the reason that normally you wouldn't do this, but Soraka is an aw shucks kind of a real humble, doesn't really aspire to be, I don't think, a head coach kind of a guy, just loves being an offensive coordinator. So a lot of times when a guy leaves you, you're never going to see him again. It's like breaking up with your girlfriend. And, once in a while you get back there, not too well. But he could be, he could fit that slot pretty easily. He and Tanner Morgan see the game the same way. Now, having said that, the magic that he had 2 years ago, I hate to tell him this, but Rashad Bateman and Tyler Johnson are in it. Chris Hoffman-Bell's head there. You don't have quite the same personnel you had last time around.
Also a different offensive line, too, probably.
Jumbo offensive line, so it's a different philosophically what they're trying to do now.
Let me ask you this, with Tanner Morgan saying he's coming back. It's not like the pros where, Kirk Cousins is the guy no matter what because he's got the big contract. What kind of competition is Tanner Morgan going to face next year? Do you think any at all?
Cole Kramer, he's obviously the most athletic, the most experienced. Now, he ran the Wildcat for him, but if you saw him play at Eden Prairie, he's got a strong arm. And he's got good feet. He's always been really fast since he was in seventh grade. He was the fastest in his class, and then he focused on football and came there in January of his senior year, and comes from a lineage of athletic people. His cousin is Tyler Coughlin, who plays in the NFL. His mom was the state tennis champion. His grandpa was the athletic director and quarterback for the Gophers, Tom Moe. So I guess the question and only the coaches know this, they see it in practice, is, how does he read defenses, all those things? I don't know. But I believe that if you look at philosophically the way P.J. Fleck likes to play football, don't beat yourself. And Tanner Morgan is a don't-beat-yourself kind of a quarterback when he's mm-hmm. playing well. Don't throw interceptions. Don't take a shot when there's no shot there. Those kinds of things is what P.J. Fleck really respects. P.J. is kind of a flashy guy, in terms of the way he talks and obviously the way he goes about his business. But as a football coach, he's really a fundamentalist that believes if you don't fumble, you don't throw interceptions, you win. And Tanner Morgan, when he's playing well, that's exactly what he does.
When Mike Max was filling gyms in Gaylord, Minnesota, back when you were in high school.
Gibbon, Winthrop, wherever we played, yeah.
If there was a shot clock, what does that raise? What does that raise your average points per game level to?
Let's also mention, okay, for the record, there was no 3-point line when I played, and the games were 32 minutes, not 38 minutes. Now you extrapolate the math on that.
Yeah.
Okay? Now you throw a shot clock in.
Yeah,
you try to do the math on that and give me full credit for what I would have done.
I got 1 hour to figure that out, and when I come back with you at 8:40, I'll give you your stat line.
35-second shot clock. That's part of the reason they can do it now is they play 38-minute games instead of 32-minute games, and so you got a little bit more time to do it. And all kids want to play hurry-up basketball. That's why you play. You don't play to slow it down and stall.
Right.
They got two issues that one is if it's a blowout. You can't take your foot off the gas as easy if you're beating the team. Number two is, if you watch an NBA game, watch it sometime at the game and see how tricky it is. The person runs the shot clock. Did it hit the rim? They're communicating with the referee. Do we reset? Some of that stuff's there's going to be some painful some painful moments, but we'll get it.
Learning curve, right. Timberwolves tonight in Brooklyn. We'll talk about that next hour and go for women's volleyball as well. We'll see you next hour, Maxie.
You got it. Thanks.
7:48 News Talk 830 WCCO. 35 degrees. Adam Carter on the WCCO Morning News.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.